It's Wednesday, November the 25th, and you're tuned in to the Chenemy Podcast. I'm Vince.
I'm a VTuber.
Yeah. And this is the Geek Chic Culture Show. We talk about all the cool things in the whole wide world. Yeah, you are a VTuber.
I'm a VTuber now. One day we're gonna stream, and I'm gonna be wearing my VTuber gear. And then when it shows up through the stream, I'll be a VTuber, but you'll be a regular person.
I think I understood the charm when the whole craze hit.
Yeah.
Like I was a fan of Keys in the Eye. Who wasn't?
Yeah.
You know, and like I saw some of the meatball memes. Yeah, and
that's a good meatball.
But my friend, you have decided to dip yourself in the waters of hell.
They warm, baby. They're warm and welcoming.
In those sinful steam baths of the VTuber life.
I've never felt so alive, sinning so much.
Oh my god. You, to say that you disgust me is underrated.
Underrated.
It's not true enough, but okay. I'm glad that this pandemic has left you
with VTubers?
Yes. I'm glad you have found the warmth of others.
They're not real. Like, I don't know if there's warmth there.
Imaginary.
I don't know. The memes are there. Oh. The memes are there and they're funny.
Okay. Okay. Fair enough. Yes, it's another week. For Americans, happy Thanksgiving.
Because that is... Oh, yeah. The fake Thanksgiving.
Why?
Huh?
Why is yours fake?
Because ours is real and theirs is fake. And we have to create these dividing lines.
Why?
Because I'm exclusionary, all right? Oh. They cannot be a part of this tribe.
Okay, well, America, you have a great Thanksgiving.
No, fuck that shit. Get a real Thanksgiving.
What? You know ours is the fake one, right?
What are you talking about? Ours is the real one.
You know ours is the fake one, right?
Ours is the realest Thanksgiving.
Okay, whatever. Yeah, and then if you're going to go Black Friday shopping, I hope that the online sales treat you well. Do not go in stores if you can avoid it.
They're going in.
I know. But hey, we just got to do our part.
I love that you're looking out for them, but like you tell Americans not to do something, they're just going to do it. They're going to do it twice.
I know. I just, you know, got to be the voice of reason sometimes.
I guess.
You know me, the voice of reason.
Yeah. That's who you are. Yeah. That's definitely who you've been over the past years of being on this podcast.
That's what I'm known for. The voice of reason and the one that you all can look up to when you need a good moral decision made.
No, this is definitely too generous on a podcast rambling about bullshit.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. I guess let's just get to the show.
You're like, you know? There's probably something here, but like, whatever.
Yeah. Let's just move on. So first off, we have an email from Rolando. Oh no, it's Roland.
No, it's Rolando.
Roland Opena. What's up, Broly? Hello, nerds. Since November tends to be no blank November, We all know how these things usually go.
What's something... You know why it's called no blank November? Because I don't shoot blanks, baby.
What's something you guys said you'll commit to doing, but immediately stop following through? It doesn't have to be no blank thing, but it doesn't, and it also doesn't have to be a November thing. But a failed New Year's resolution doesn't count. Also, since it's that time of year, I have to ask, when does your family start setting up the Christmas trees? Cheers. P.S. for context, I usually go by Lan, like Lan from Roland. 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 Is it Lan or Lan?
See, that's the one. Like, if we want, do we want to make it Mega Man related?
Yeah, like, are you a local area network connection? Are you LAN?
Hell yeah.
Like, Lando!
We got a question through the wire from LAN.
Yeah. Fucking jacked in.
LAN is jacked in and asking us a question.
Yeah. But the way you guys say Roland so funny that it's fine with that, too.
That was pretty good. I guess we could transition. We could switch between how we're feeling.
Listen, to me, from now on, he's local area network.
Yeah, local area. Yeah, that fits with the theme of the podcast.
Yeah, more. Buddy, you are local area network. Give me that 10 gigabit connection.
Did you see that fucking Linus Tech Tips video where he's downloading Red Dead at like 600 megabytes a second.
Yeah, or I didn't realize your downloads were bottlenecked by your processor at this point.
That's fucking wild.
Yeah, like that.
Damn, dude.
Holy cow! It's like it's not the internet. It's what your computer can actually decompress at that time.
Does your processor handle?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's insane.
So next time,
get a faster processor.
Now I know. If I want faster internet,
I know I'm definitely being capped by my internet.
I'm not. I'm capped by my Wi-Fi card.
You got vents in here somewhere. Start running wires, baby.
I don't got a computer that accepts Ethernet.
Just get a dongle. You got this dongle.
And then what? Put it into USB 2.0? I'm still limited on speed.
Oh, damn. No, the real thing is...
Oh, that new MacBook.
You got to get a new MacBook.
Oh, okay.
You got to get that MacBook Pro.
Okay. Yeah, back to this question. No, not November.
I didn't do it. I've definitely failed at it.
I've never done No Nut November, but I've totally tried, like, just randomly.
To see how long
yeah,
you can go?
Yeah, just to see. I think 3 weeks was my limit.
3 weeks? Holy fuck!
Yeah, I made sure. Listen, I worked out so much. Like, it was a lot of, dude, just go for a run. Just go for a run. Yeah.
Think about politics, go for a run.
Go for a run. That's like, I don't care if it's midnight. You're getting out there.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it was in the summer 1 year. I was in school still, but yeah.
I think that I've lasted a max like 5 days.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
I guess like, maybe a bit longer. Cause like I have been on vacation with people where like you don't get
the opportunity,
the privacy.
Yeah.
So maybe like a week. But I've been known, like, once you start getting...
But I've been known to just pop one out whenever.
Yeah, you know, you just kind of, you find the time. You find the time and you find the privacy.
Okay.
But there's, like, when you're reaching a week, it's definitely, like...
Oh, you go stir crazy.
Bruh, this is not good. This is no bueno. I cannot handle this.
Listen, you go stir crazy and then you find euphoria.
No, there's...
And then you go double...
You find release.
And then you find double crazy. And you're like, this is a lie.
I lied to myself. But for something that we've committed to, but didn't actually follow through on. That was the other part of his question.
Yeah. What did I commit to? Yeah, easy. YouTube.
Oh, yeah. You made that video. You're like, I'm back, baby. Oh, what are the comments like on that video? I got to see. Hold on.
What about for you? You got anything else fun?
YouTube's another one I always say. I've been saying it for years. Oh, okay. I've been like, I'll just fucking do YouTube. Hell yeah. Yeah. Yo, that shit's easy. Yeah, and I just never do it.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, man. Last uploaded 4 months ago.
That was great, man.
Damn,
that
dude. Great. Got a 13-minute video up here.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Let me tell you where I've been. Me as a podcast listener, thinking emoji.
I think Paul wrote that one.
Damn, egg salad sandwich.
Yeah. But,
3 weeks ago, we've been tricked. We've been backstabbed. We've been quite possibly bamboozled.
Oh, man. Do you know who else has a sporadic uploading schedule?
Who?
Or, like, who just randomly disappears but comes back?
Who?
Bro Science.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he just, like, released a video yesterday about, like, how you know the guy in the gym's doing roids or whatever.
Yeah, but, like... He has like 4 failed channels and he uploads to each one of them. Like, he uploaded one of them, like, and the last upload from that was 2 years ago.
Oh my God.
And he's like, yo, so I'm gonna just be real with you. Like, this is blah, blah, blah. And then he disappeared. I'm like, Jesus, this guy, like.
He just doesn't care.
Yeah, like, good for him.
But, he's yoked enough, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I just remember when that was like the funniest channel for a while. Bro Science.
Oh, Bro Science is so good.
Yeah.
I love Bro Science.
Yeah, but I didn't realize how many videos he actually did. Like, he's got a ton of stuff out there.
I think he's, like, ran out of gym content. Like, what more gym content are you going to do?
I don't think he could be in a gym.
Yeah, that too. Wait, doesn't he own a gym? Doesn't he co-own a gym with someone else?
Oh, does he? I don't know. I didn't really follow his personal life.
Man, if you own a gym and you can still go to your gym, that must be, like, convenient.
Yeah, but is it worth the cost to, like, the upkeep?
No, it's just you.
Yeah, but you just got to pay rent.
Oh, I guess maybe if they don't think that they're going to get out anytime soon.
Yeah, like...
Maybe.
If you just open a gym and suddenly you got no income coming, that's rough.
But what are you going to do with all the equipment?
Well, you use it, obviously, yeah. But you'll just be stuck in debt forever.
That sucks.
Anyways, yeah. What else you got for things you've given up on? Not committed to?
Definitely. I don't know if it's like not committing, but like my whole commitment to the Japanese language is an on and off venture. Like, it definitely doesn't go away.
Yes.
And I'm consistently learning stuff, but for how long I've been doing it, I should definitely be way farther along than I currently am.
Oh.
And it's one of those things where, like, in the back of my mind, it's like, bro, you want to do this. Why don't you just do it, just right?
Do it.
And a lot of it is probably just like there are certain things that I still can't understand, like sentence structure in like longer form sentences and stuff, where it's just like, it's so demoralizing to where it's just like, I've been doing this for so long, I still don't get it. And you know, I'll just take a break. Fuck it. Like, and that's like the opposite thing that you should do.
Yeah.
Right. You should just like mow through it. But that's another one. I didn't stop it, but I definitely haven't put as much time as I told myself I would.
Oh, okay.
Like, so I haven't really stopped.
Yeah. I think the easy one for me, and I don't know, I think a lot of people could probably relate to this one, is just like eating healthy.
Fuck that. Don't even try.
Started, and then like, oh man, it just gets harder and harder and harder. And the thing that breaks me isn't like just eating proper meals throughout the day. Like, I can do that. Mm-hmm. Even dinner, like just portion. It's when the midnight clock strikes and I'm playing video games and I'm like, I'm going to be up for another hour or two.
No one's judging you. No one's even awake anymore.
Do I drive to the convenience store to get a bag of chips? Yes. No. I drive to the 24-hour grocery store and look for the sales for a dozen.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's I think that's an easy one.
I just gave up on that. Every time I'm like, I should eat healthy, it's like, no, I'm not at that point. I just need to work out.
I think it's a combination of both, but yeah, like, it's tough.
I know he says like New Year's resolutions don't count, but like, yeah, working out is definitely another one of those. Or like, I can like name two or three times in my life where I'm like, oh, like I'm getting fit. Like, I wouldn't say I was like real fit, but I was like, I'm getting there.
Yeah.
And then I'm just like, no, I'm good. Yeah. I got there. I'm good. I got there.
Yeah. You know, I thought that like being at home for COVID and stuff would give me more time to like work out and stuff, but it's like been the opposite for me.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell you're doing at work, but it's definitely, it seems like you're working more than when you were at work.
Yeah.
At least from what you tell me.
Yeah, I think so. And like, I thought that being at home, I'd have more time to just work it on my own schedule. But what's happened is like, I guess when I had to go to the office and I had a commute, I was more structured.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, oh, I know I only have a limited amount of time, so I gotta like be more, we'll say, cost effective.
Oh, it's the self-discipline, I guess.
Yeah, but like, because I'm at home, I was like, well, I can just do whenever. But because you have that mentality, it's just like, I'm just not.
Yeah, what if I just didn't?
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Yeah, so like, that's my biggest problem right now.
Yeah, I brought it up before, but there's definitely like a thing about going to a place that's specified to do the thing you need to do.
Yeah.
That like puts you in the mood. Like, it's why now that like our area of town is not in lockdown, like I go to the library.
Yeah, for sure.
It's just like, oh, this is the studious area. Yeah, and it puts me in the mindset to do the studious thing.
Yeah. Like, I've read all the things that, like, don't make your bedroom your workplace, because they're like, you shouldn't.
Yeah.
But, like, look at my life.
Yeah. Why not?
Yeah, so, there you go.
Yeah, you've really failed on that part, yeah?
Yeah, I did.
Damn.
Absolutely. Absolutely, friend.
I guess that's why people have, like, offices, if they can afford property.
Yeah, if you can afford a house.
All these bourgeoisie listening to us.
I mean, technically, I could go to like and put all the stuff on the other side.
Yeah.
But my bike's there.
Dude, your bike is very thin. Just move it.
But
it doesn't have to take center stage.
But that, no, it does.
No, it doesn't.
For how much it costs, it does.
It does not have to be there.
It's a museum piece you can use.
Oh my God. Then it's not a museum piece.
Yes, it is. It's a usable museum piece.
Disgusting.
Usable by me only. Man, okay.
This question made me sad.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Roland.
Thank you, local area network.
Access. Yes. Okay. Great. Let's move on with a question to chew on from Paulimus Chewimus.
Hello, Paul.
Hi, Paul. He writes in, on a typical day, what is your morning routine and what is your evening routine? How has Rona changed things around despite being into the same types of things. You guys lead such different lives from both me and from each other. I think this will be interesting to see the differences.
Our morning routines?
Okay, let's start.
Like, what's my 10-step skincare pro? Like,
no, I think he says, like, what's your, from you wake up before you effectively get out the door to start the day. And when I say get out to start the day, I mean that metaphorically.
I don't mean
like you're literally leaving your place. I mean, whatever you consider your day start.
I wake up.
Let's start before the corona and see how it compares to.
All right, before now. Corona. I oh, wake shit, up.
I know where this is going.
I take a shower.
Uh-huh.
And I go to work.
Oh, okay.
I don't eat breakfast. I don't do any of that. I just take a shower, get dressed,
yeah.
go to work.
Yeah.
That's about it. And now that it's corona and I'm in school, I get dressed. Or sorry, get dressed. I take a shower. I wake up, take a shower, get dressed, and go downstairs to do online lectures. Like, my morning routine is very minimal just because I want to sleep more. So I try and cut out as much stuff that I have to do beforehand. So if there was, like, a situation where, like, oh, tomorrow I have to make sure I have this for a meeting, or I have to have these things done for a morning presentation or something like that, I'll finish it the night before. So I don't have to wake up earlier
yeah.
to do anything.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I'm never hungry when I wake up. Like, mm-hmm. no matter when I wake up, I'm just not hungry. So
mm-hmm.
I just don't eat breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
And then the evening routine is like, I guess it's kind of as minimal. Like, I brush my teeth, wash my face. Occasionally, now it's the winter, moisturize a little bit. No?
You don't just do it year round?
No, not in the summer. I don't really have that issue.
But you got to get a lighter moisturizer.
Yeah, I only have super heavy face moisturizer. Yeah. Got that Korean shit, baby.
You get the lighter one still.
Yeah, but I don't got it. But I don't have it.
Okay.
Actually, is Sephora having a...
Black Friday? You should have a... bet it is.
All right.
You bet it is.
Let's see if they got that Laneige. Let's see if they got that.
Ooh, I didn't realize you were baller like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, dude, that...
The, oh, my God.
That face cream I have, I got that Laneige, baby.
Oh, my God. Next you're going to be buying that L'Occitane, and I'll be like, who the fuck are you?
Yo, you don't got that L'Occitane peel?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Dude, I was out with your sister. She was giving me the rundown yeah. of, like, what facial creams are all yeah. about. And, like, the only one I tried, and I was like, this is refreshing as fuck, was that Laneige.
Yeah.
And I was like, I gotta get it, I guess. Like,
damn.
It was like a 50...
Damn.
It was like a $50 bottle of moisturizer.
Holy moly. Artichokey.
Yeah. I didn't realize it was, like, high-end brand until...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jesus.
It's good shit, though.
I didn't realize you were like that.
It's good shit.
Damn.
I think, like, once a month I'll do, like, an exfoliator.
In the morning?
Or night? No, at night. Because I don't want to... Like, I heard that if you do it too much, it kind of fucks up your
okay.
skin. So sure. I'd, like, just do it once a month.
Sure.
And then, I brush my teeth, go to the bathroom, go to sleep. It's very minimal. I don't know. I don't like having...
A lot of things to do.
I don't like having a lot of things to do before I either start my day or end my day. Because all the things I want to do are in the middle of the day. Like, all the things that, I guess, I kind of give a shit about.
Yeah.
So it's, yeah. I don't. I try and keep it as minimal as possible.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. So before the virus or before the lockdown, I guess my day was a bit more structured than yours.
Yeah.
I would get up usually around 5.
Okay.
Are
we adding like wake up times and stuff too?
I guess.
Because like now I go to sleep normally at like 4 a.m. and oh, I wow. wake up at like 1 p.m.
Wow.
Or like 12:30 or whatever.
Wow. Must be nice.
It's awesome. It's so sick. I wish this was a normalized time.
Wow, must be nice.
Yeah, but at when I was at work, it was probably actually it was better than you because you stay up to like 6 a.m. and then wake up at 8 a.m. So yeah,
those are my intense days. Yeah.
So I would go to sleep at like I don't know, like 11:30, 12, and then wake up normally.
Oh, like 8, 9.
Yeah.
Okay. Fair enough. Yeah. Like. So before, I would wake up at 5, and then the first thing I would do, if it was the summer, I would go for like a 20, 25-minute run.
Okay.
And in the winter, I would do a 30-minute indoor bike ride,
mm-hmm.
Shower, whatnot, and then I have same thing, morning skincare routine, a couple steps there. Make I just make toast very quick.
You eating in the morning?
Yeah, I eat
disgusting.
I eat right after, right? Like I have to have whatever.
Yeah.
to get my day started, and then I drive to the bus station, or the train station, sorry, while I'm eating, which became significantly harder when I bought my standard car.
Why?
Because you have to shift.
So?
Before I was driving an automatic.
I thought you were a shift master.
Yeah, but I only have two hands.
Oh, true facts.
Right? Like, I can only do so much.
That's when you drive with your knees.
You can't, because you have a clutch.
Yeah, but you're not shifting every moment you're driving.
You're shifting a lot.
Okay.
You're shifting a lot in rush hour.
I'm not saying I did it, but there could be situations where I'll be driving to work, and on the highway, I just drive with my knees at 120.
Yeah, but you can't do that in the morning and during rush hour. There's no one going.
Yeah, you can't.
Oh, really?
You can't.
Oh, I didn't realize you had that special lane access.
You don't got that woo siren going on. Okay. That fake.
Okay, yeah. Then I would be on the train, and in the train, I'd either sleep or play something on the Switch. Like, for a while, I was playing Fire Emblem.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I ended up being that. And then I'd get there. Let's see. My walk from the Union Station to my office was 15 minutes,
mm-hmm.
and I would try and pick up a coffee somewhere before I get into my whatever and start the day.
Okay.
Now it's beep, 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 fuck, I gotta be at a meeting in 10 minutes, roll out of bed, and move all of 3 feet to my chair.
Damn, that sounds rough, dude.
And then just show up on camera and be like, sup, homies?
Dude, sometimes I don't even show up on camera for a work meeting.
Oh, I just do it anyway now. Everyone knows, they're like, oh, it's the guy with the pink chair.
Oh, the Secret Labs chair.
Yeah, they're like, holy shit.
I didn't realize he was balling.
Yeah, and he's got that Spider-Man poster. I'm like, yep.
What a nerd.
Yeah, what a dork.
He'll never get promoted. What a loser.
Probably. But yeah, that's what my routine is like now, except that I still have certain days where I go in the office, and on those days, it's not quite as what it used to be. It's more like I wake up at, we'll say, a reasonable time, like,
in case your boss is listening.
Yeah, like 9 o'clock.
Yeah, 9 o'clock. Yeah.
Whatever. She wakes up at 10.
Trust Outed.
Me. Both me and her show up to our 10 o'clock meeting, like pretending like we've been up for the, like, 2 hours. Outed. But we both look like shit. We have hoodies on. Oh, our hair's all over the place. Yeah, like, how are you? Great.
You've totally great. Been doing everything I told you I was doing. Yeah.
But now on days I go in the office, it's a bit more back to like that. Like, I'll wake up at 9, get some stuff done, have a proper breakfast. And then I'll head to work. This time I'll drive to work because I'm not really too excited about public transit still.
Yeah, even though the GO train has, like...
They have the shields up.
They have the shields up. But there's always some jerk ass who's just like, hey, it's an empty train. Let me sit across from you. And it's like, fuck off. Go somewhere else.
Yeah. And
I don't get that.
Yeah, I don't know. And also just, like, because things are on lockdown, I actually don't have to deal with rush hour. So it's still quicker for me to drive.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and I'll get into the office around, I don't know, like 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, and then leave around 4. As for my evening routines, they're both still the same. It's like, whenever I'm ready to go to bed, I guess, night skincare routine, get a shower, and then I'm just lying in bed.
Do you think of great thoughts and go to sleep?
No, usually I'm on. Usually I call my girlfriend, or she calls me.
Gay.
And then, go to sleep. Of course, let's be real. I don't sleep until like.
Yeah, no, you go to sleep at like 6 a.m. I told you.
Yeah.
And then after that, you're like, well, what if I just didn't go to sleep? And then.
Okay. Yeah. So I guess you're right. Before lockdown, like, I had some wild sleep patterns. Yeah.
Yeah. Before lockdown, I think it was less consistent than it is now.
Yeah. Like, now I actually sleep like relatively on time.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
But there's like, it's like, man, I think I'm so tired for this podcast today. Fucking why? I went to bed at like 5 a.m. and then I had a meeting at 7, and then it was rough. I was, man, oh my. And then I went for a bike ride. It's like, bitch, just go to sleep.
Yeah. See, that's what I'm saying. Back before the whole. Because I was way more structured, I felt like I could do more things. I just sacrifice sleep a little bit. Sleep is so expensive. It is so expensive.
Time is money.
And sleep is the most expensive thing out there.
Time is money. It's true.
But yeah, there you go, Paul. Hopefully you gain some insight from that. Or I found it entertaining. I don't know. One of the two. Yeah?
I feel that the only thing we revealed is we are boring.
Yeah, we live regular lives like everybody else.
Yeah. Except we have a podcast, and that makes us cooler.
It's 2020. If you don't have a podcast, you're a born loser.
Yeah, come on. You ain't got a podcast?
Yeah. All right, let's go into our picks of the week. And I've got a quick one. Yo, Monster Hunter World.
Yeah, that's a dead game. Yeah.
Apparently not.
What?
They got some tie-in DLC content with the Monster Hunter movie. Do you like Mila Jovovich?
I do.
You can play as Mila Jovovich.
God damn it.
Because her layered armor is now available starting December 4th.
That's not now available.
Starting December 4th.
That's not now available.
Starting December 4th.
Fucking liar. I recently uninstalled like a bunch of data from my PS4, and I'm like, I really hope I didn't uninstall Monster Hunter because I don't want to have to reinstall all this shit again.
It's okay, you got the disc.
Yeah, but you still got to download all the patches and shit again.
Oh, yeah.
And the disc still installs some data to the hard drive.
Yeah, but the disc is faster than downloading.
Yeah.
Still.
Yeah.
It's pretty quick.
You're right. Physical media is the future. It's true.
Wow. That's not what I said.
Yeah, that's what you inferred, and I just had to bring that to light, you know? No.
The internet's the future.
Yeah.
You just need better ones.
So I can the better internet so I can order more Blu-ray copies.
No, that's reliant upon logistics and I don't know, Canada Post. Let me tell you, ain't the quickest.
What if I could digitize my physical games through the internet, like a matter transporter?
Why? So wait, you just want a digital library?
No, like not a digital library. Like I could teleport through the internet.
You can do that.
My physical games.
Oh no.
Like shipping is no longer an issue because logistics don't matter anymore.
Anyways, Monster Hunter World has that content.
Yes.
Enjoy yourself.
Yes, it does.
You get to play against a Black Diablos and a big Rathalos.
Like a Gold Crown?
Well, it just says Greater Rathalos, so I'm assuming it must be Jumbo.
Maybe it's got, like, extra fireballs or something. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, it's the one that... I'm assuming it's the Rathalos that is in the trailer, because that one's big.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Like, that is, like, huge.
That is definitely a Gold Crown.
Like, that is a Monster Hunter. next up, The World Ends With You was a great game that came out way back in 2000.
Yeah, remember when you had to play a game with two screens?
Yeah, with the DS. What was that, 2009?
I can look it up. I got the internet.
Wow. Congratulations.
Hold on.
The World Ends With You on the DS was a novel game at the time by Square Enix.
You were 2007.
Oh my goodness.
July 26, 2007.
Wow, I didn't realize it was that old.
That might be the Japanese release.
I'm sure it can't be too far from the...
No, it was a global release. Okay, 2007. There you go. Holy moly.
Well, there's a sequel/prequel/ I don't really know yet, called Neo, The World Ends With You.
Yeah, I don't know what that is. Well, Neo always, like Neo Tokyo, this is new shit, right?
Yeah, it always seems like it's new, right?
Canada.
Yeah. But it could just be new in the series. Anyways, it's coming to the Switch and the PS4.
Mm-hmm.
And it is... the gameplay is obviously not the same because there's not the two-screen mechanic. It's also fully...
That would be insane. Yeah, bring back two screens.
They've also made the controversial choice of going fully 3D.
You know what this game should have came out for? The Wii U.
Wow. Sent to die, huh?
It would have had two screens.
Sent to its grave. Sent to its grave.
You know, only the real ones would know.
What if this was like a PC exclusive and the requirement was you had to turn your monitor had to be sideways?
Oh, like I'd be down like with you'd be this. Like,
you could only play it if your monitor was sideways. Otherwise, it would just be like 16:9 vertical on your regular monitor and look like shit.
I'm down. I'm so down.
Yeah. But, it looks like a sort of action RPG, right?
Yeah. You have your skills are like tied to your buttons, seems, and they have certain cooldowns. I don't know like how regular attacks and stuff. They didn't show too much gameplay other than like bosses grabbing the shit out of you.
Yeah. So.
But it's like there's a foreground and a background. It doesn't really look like there's... Like they show a bunch of stuff that's like 3D... Like attacks and stuff, like 360 attacks. But I didn't see much in the way of like, yeah, I'm totally running to the back of this monster and hitting it. Yeah. It seems more like it's the turn-based RPG in certain ways.
Yeah, for sure. So I'll be interested to see what the gameplay trailers are like. Like, I would love to know more in-depth mechanics.
Well, you will know more getting closer to its release date of the summer of next year.
Yes. But in the meantime, we can get excited because the World Ends With You anime that was previously announced now has a firm window release, which is April 2021. So we're looking at the springtime. Or the World Ends With You anime to refresh you on the story.
Is the anime just like required viewing?
I don't know, but like if you haven't played the World Ends With You and let's say you don't want to get the Switch copy, you just want to know the story.
I guess I could bust out my 3DS and just play it again.
You could. I think I'm going to stick with the anime.
Yeah, but what if you could play it on two screens?
What if I could watch it on
one screen? One screen. I say you're a casual gamer at that point.
But listen, I think the resolution of my one screen is infinitely superior to those two screens combined.
Yeah, but you're not getting the whole experience, what? The true experience.
I think I'm getting the better experience.
And there's no touch.
It's okay. I'm
no tin pin slammer.
I don't need to touch it when I can experience it. Ugh, hipster. Get into the anime.
Hipster, get out of
get
here.
Get in the anime.
Disgusting.
Yeah, so that's The World Ends With You. I think it's, I'm excited, you know?
It's kind of weird now being of an age where it's just like, my parents would always, like, I'd go see a movie and they'd be like, oh, it's a remake of this movie, right? Like, when I went to go see True Grit, yeah. And my dad is like, oh, they remade True Grit? And I'm like, I didn't know that existed.
Yeah.
And now you see all the Twitter people yeah. being like, whoa, budget Persona 5. It's like, fuck you, bitch. You don't even know. You don't even know.
Yeah, that's why. I guess that makes sense. That game is almost 15 years old. Wow. Wowie, wowie.
My brain.
Oh, that's like a holy meta-roly moment.
Holy meta-roly. That's my best of the year. Just period.
Holy meta-roly.
Holy meta-roly is best of the year.
Wow. Holy meta-roly.
Okay. Do you have anything else?
When you get married, that's what I'm going to say at your wedding.
Holy meta-roly. Yeah. Can't believe you got married.
Yeah. When they're like, can you have a few words? Holy meta-roly!
And only I'll get it, and I'll just be like, hell yeah.
Yeah, okay, yeah, those are all the picks I had. All
right, I'm gonna move on to some other ones. PlayStation Plus's December offerings are coming out.
I saw.
Did you? Because they got Just Cause 4.
Okay, that's fair.
They got Rocket Arena.
I never heard of that.
Isn't that the one with the cars on the PS5?
Is that what that is?
No, it's probably not.
No. That's Demolition. There's...
Oh, yeah. Rocket Arena is a third-person shooter.
Eh?
I guess. It's a competitive
shooter. Who cares?
Whatever. Who gives a shit? But The Piece de Resistance.
Oh, God.
The
really?
One that will push your console really? To its absolute limit.
Okay, tell me more.
Worms Rumble, baby!
Oh, my God.
Worms is back and on console. We are going to have a Worms tournament. It's going to be awesome.
Wait. Who's having this tournament?
We are having a Worms tournament. All right, we are going to live stream a TNIB Worms tournament.
Oh, but I don't want
to. Oh, yeah, going back to that question, we've definitely promised a lot of shit that never fucking happened. What happened to that Last of Us playthrough?
I don't know, man. What are you talking about? I never heard of that. Why are you spouting lies, man?
Dude, like, Worms tournament. I'm down. You should play Worms.
You can.
No, we.
Like, I'll totally
as
let
a
you.
Collective.
I will totally let
like,
you.
I'll bring over my PlayStation.
I will let you play as much Worms as you want to play.
Together?
By yourself.
Damn.
By yourself.
So. Wait, November PlayStation Plus had Bugsnax?
Yo, get on it. It's not over yet.
Oh, but I didn't see it in my PlayStation 4 thing. Do you have to have a PlayStation 5 to redeem it? Or can I redeem it online?
Is it on PS5 only? Bugsnax?
Yeah, I think so.
Then yes. You gotta do it online.
Okay, I'll go do it. I'll go do it.
Seriously?
Yeah, I want Bugsnax. So. That Bugsnax game looks good.
No!
Dude, what? It's Pokemon Snap!
No!
It's Pokemon Snap, but
who,
I could...
Who? But they're not Pokemon, so who fucking
yeah,
cares?
But no, they're Pokemon that I eat. And then when I eat them, I do plastic surgery to my body.
No!
No! What if you ate a Tauros and then you could have horns?
No!
What if you ate a rabbit and you could have rabbit feet? You could run real fast.
No, wait. Whose power is that? My Hero.
I don't know.
Someone had that power, right?
I haven't looked at My Hero in so long. I forget most of what happened to that show.
Okay. Never mind then.
But yeah, that's PlayStation Plus. Next up, we got Cyberpunk. We got CD Projekt Red.
Cyberpunk.
They're doing those streamers a solid. They've been hearing about all that DMCA news.
Yeah.
And they're like, listen, don't worry, we got streamer mode.
Oh.
And it disables all copyrighted music.
Whoa.
Which is interesting because I thought I had read a story last week that had mentioned that Cyberpunk had all original music. So I don't know why this would be a thing. Maybe in cutscenes.
Yeah, I bet like when you go to bars and stuff.
Yeah, maybe.
Like, I'm sure the OST is all original.
Yeah.
But I'm there's probably moments with like just going into like
you go to the classic rock bar and it plays Justin
and I'm sure Cyberpunk has a bunch of like deals, mm-hmm. like branding deals and advertisements in the game anyway. So
true. Yeah. So yeah, they have that's just it. If you want to stream it, they got a stream remote. That's the news.
I'm so excited for this game.
I don't think it's real. I don't think it's real.
But like, I'm just a part. Like, there's that little like voice in the back end being like, "Vince, it's gonna be shit."
Yeah.
Like, it's not gonna live up.
Did you see like the whole like preview reviews or whatever that have been going out?
Yeah.
Like every single one of them has been like, "Yeah, this game is pretty good," and I'm like, "Oh, this game's garbage, isn't it?" Like, no one's just like, "Listen, I had a constant boner throughout the whole thing."
I'm like, "Oh, I hope it's good. I hope it's good,
man." Yeah, I hope it's good too. Other than that, what else has been going on? Oh, League of Legends has a new champion reveal.
She looks good. I like her character design.
Her name is Rell.
Yeah.
She has a cyber horse.
Yeah.
She's a lancer.
Yeah.
She's a lance.
Yeah.
And she can transform her cyber horse into cyber armor.
Hell yeah. I'm down.
It's pretty cool. So she has two modes, horse mode, armor mode.
Yeah.
When she's in horse mode, she travel fast. She be doing stuff. When she's in armor mode, she loses all bonus movement speed, becomes a super tank, and just kind of lives in the fight. But there's like a bunch of skills. There's one that's like Taric, where you can attach to somebody. They get bonus armor and magic resist. And then when you release the charge, and then it stuns people who are in between. Her ultimate's like a magnetic pull, so whoever's close to you is like kind of stuck to you, and you could drag them around for a little bit. But I think the biggest thing with this champion is that she is the first champion to bypass shields. And anyone who's played League of Legends knows shields are a big fucking thing in that game.
Yeah.
So like, if I use Rell and I go up against like a support Janna, and that Janna shields her ADC, I just break it. Like, it doesn't matter how many shields are stacked, it doesn't matter what it is, it just gets rid of them. And that's huge. That's insane. There's no other champion that plays like that. I can see this being a very meta pick in the like higher end stuff where you have a more, let's say, coordinated team.
Yep.
But I definitely see this being a trap champion for low tiers. Like, I want to say if you're plat and below, this is probably not a solo queue champion.
Yeah.
She looks really cool, and it seems like she's just been made to disrupt the meta. But the thing is like, you could just ban her.
Yeah.
So what are you going to do?
Yeah.
It's her whole design is cool. Her idea is cool. And I hope that League of Legends like makes champion design kind of go into that more wild direction. Like they did it with Samira and stuff like that, the Devil May Cry lady. But I think it's just like too little right now for it to make any major impact. Cause it's like, oh look, our team is all shields. I'm just gonna ban Rell. Fuck it. Mm-hmm. She just doesn't exist.
Right? I see.
So we'll see. We'll see how it goes. But she seems cool. Check her out. And then the last news, possibly the biggest news.
The biggest.
Nintendo is at it again.
Yep.
Hating money. They hate money.
Okay.
All right. Just like Sony. When they got rid of the PS3 stuff.
Okay. Oh, God.
Sony, like, Nintendo hates money.
What do they close now?
Nintendo is shutting down Super Mario Maker 1 uploads on the Wii U.
Nice.
Starting next year.
Hell yeah.
Garbage, all right? Hell yeah. I paid good money for that Wii U, and I want to use it, all right?
Good.
I'm glad.
You know what? Good for them.
It is important to note that the changes for the Wii U game will not affect Super Mario Maker 2.
I'd hope not.
I would also hope so, but, you know. Oh, what? It also doesn't affect Super Mario Maker for the 3DS.
Oh.
So this is some bullshit.
Well, no one's playing 1 when 2 is out.
But then why wouldn't they shut out the 3DS one as well?
Because there's no guarantee that the 3DS one owners would be migrating to the Switch one.
I didn't migrate. I didn't migrate to the Switch one.
Oh, are you telling
me? Maybe I'm still going to bust out my fucking Wii U.
Are you telling me you don't have Super Mario Maker 2?
No, I don't.
Oh. I don't.
Wow.
It's unfortunate.
Who are you?
I don't know. It went on sale.
Why didn't you buy it?
And I was just like, maybe I should buy it.
Like, what's wrong with
me? But I was saving money. I bought the Yakuza game.
That's not saving money. You bought a full price game.
No, but normal Anthony would have been like, just buy all the games.
Yes.
Yeah, see? And that's what I'm trying to avoid.
No, just buy them all on sale.
I'm trying to avoid old
Anthony. You buy them all on sale. So you buy Mario now, and you could have just waited for your Yakuza.
The thing with the Yakuza one is that like there's only one physical version, and everything else is digital. So I'm like, if I don't get this now, it's not gonna be here.
You sure?
No, but that's why I want it to be safe. I sure? want to make sure.
Are you sure? Are you sure, Sonny?
Are you sure, Sonny?
Are you sure, Sonny?
Are you sure, Sonny? No, that was a terrible accent. I'm bad at that.
Yes.
But yeah, that's my news. Yeah, you talked about Neo.
Tweety.
That's all I got.
Yeah, okay, yeah, sure, cool. All right, so this week I was on a Star Wars binge.
Gross.
Yeah, because
beam me up,
because guess what,
turns out I like Star Wars.
Yeah, I don't know why,
like I really
don't understand,
like, this I movie. Really like Star Wars.
It's not great.
I like Star Wars.
It's of hype. Course I do like Star Wars a lot when it has nothing to do with the main.
So what you're telling me is that you're going to get into Star Wars books.
No, but like,
extended,
yes,
lore.
Star Wars is just way more interesting. Like, the lore is way more interesting as opposed to like the main movies.
Vince, let me tell you about Yaddle.
I know about Yaddle.
You know about female Yoda?
Yo, Yaddle ain't canon though.
What are you talking about? That's the stuff you love.
Yo, that ain't canon. Yo, that extend that EU? That ain't it.
You love that stuff.
That ain't it anymore.
That banned canon?
Whenever, when Sony said, oh, sorry, when Disney took over and they're like, yeah, that shit's not real.
Yeah.
I was like, yes.
Hell yeah. Get
that,
rid of that shit.
That means that I only have to focus on the shit that I actually like watching or consuming. Although it does mean that like the old games are not canon either. Like the Old Republic.
Rogue Squadron is not canon.
I don't think so. Like Knights of the Old Republic and stuff. Like,
That's garbage.
Yeah. So last year, the Fallen Order came out, and I played a chunk of it.
Like, you played some of it.
Yeah. I never finished it, but I was like, you know what? Because I've been watching The Mandalorian, I'm caught up, and that show's like really gotten me in the mood. Although the most recent episode was kind of whatever.
Can't all be winners, Vince. Come
I
on.
Guess so. I guess so. I just didn't care.
Give Baby Yoda a break.
Baby Yoda ain't the problem.
Is it the fish thing, whatever that was?
No, whatever. The last episode had like, it was like a, I don't know, standard heist, and it's just like, it wasn't that interesting. Wow. It wasn't that interesting.
Wow, okay.
I was just kind of like, you found a lab, you blew it up, good job. And then, yeah, so I went back to the Fallen Order,
mm-hmm.
and after a couple of patches, mm-hmm. played that game runs pretty well now. And it, that game is so good. Like, I think when it came out, it was like touted as like, yo, do you like Star Wars, but Uncharted?
Okay.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. But it's probably closer to Tomb Raider though. Because Uncharted was definitely like point to point.
Yeah. Here is the set pieces. Everything is a set piece. Yeah. Don't kid yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. No. This is more like Tomb Raider in that it is a 3D Metroid.
Yeah.
So you like, you gain powers, you go back, find new paths.
Okay.
It's like that. But it just feels like Mass Effect Light. Like, you have a ship as a base, there's characters on the ship, you okay. have skill points, you know, you're upgrading things and
get new powers.
Yeah, and it just feels like it's got that vibe.
Force
like,
lightning.
Yeah, and the really cool thing about this game is the sound design.
Okay.
And just, or just even not even the sound design, but like the sound effects. And like, I guess I've always been partial to sci-fi sound effects.
Okay.
But there's just so many cool, like, whizzing and like,
oh my god, and such a and like, fucking nerd.
I'm just like, what, oh, a loser. I love it. Ugh. I love it. I fucking love it.
Your beeps and boops.
Oh my god. And the droid in this is so good.
Ugh.
BD1, he might be the best droid. I think he's the best droid. I always thought BB-8 was cool.
You know what BD stands for?
Yeah, baby.
Bad droid one, because it's bad.
But no, it was good. And then you can customize your lightsaber. Guess what color my lightsaber
Rainbow.
Is? Rainbow. No. You have to pick a color.
Wait, you can't like have multicolor?
No.
What kind of feature is this?
That's Star Wars.
I want multicolored stuff.
No. Guess what color my lightsaber is?
Purple.
You're close.
Red? No, we could close with purple.
What?
Indigo.
Indigo. I'm not gonna guess indigo. What the fuck? Why don't you ask me? Yo, what's yo? Guess my color. Guess it. No, bitch, it's mauve. You didn't get what you get mauve.
Hold on. Indigo is one of the main colors of the rainbow. What are you talking about?
I'm not gonna get indigo. That shit's blue. That's another blue.
No, there's blue, indigo, purple.
Yeah, there's blue, purple.
It's a regular
there's
color.
Blue. There, it goes blue, less blue, purple.
Oh my god.
That's how
god.
That works. Well, indigo.
I would have accepted less blue then.
What the fuck?
I would have accepted less blue.
I'm not gonna guess indigo.
What's your favorite bookstore? Yo, that game is good, and that game makes you really feel like an awesome Jedi.
Yeah.
Except when you finally, spoilers, you meet Darth Vader. And suddenly,
yo, you bad, you dog shit.
Yo, you ain't shit.
Can you force choke 17 people at once?
Yeah, I don't think you so. Can. You cannot. Like, Darth Vader is a monster. Best part of the game. Oh, he is the best part of the game. But when the game ends, it definitely, like, the whole story is 100% self-contained. Like, these people are not going to show up anywhere else.
Yeah.
It is 100% in this game.
Darth Vader's not allowed to show up in any more movies?
Yeah, I guess so. Well, I guess so. But, like, and so, like, I don't know if there'd ever be a sequel to this, but it's a fun game. Like, if you wanted something that was, like, the Uncharted vibe, but gave you more sci-fi Mass Effect feels,
yeah,
this is it. It's a good game.
Okay.
I see why people like this a lot. It is probably the best Star Wars game. Like, it is without hands down the best Star Wars game.
But Shadows of the Empire for the N64
no,
had
no.
that speeder bike level.
No, I would say Knights of the Old Republic might be number one for money people, but I think
I would say Knights of the Old Republic 2 over. What about Jedi Academy? You ever play Jedi Academy?
No, that is stop with the shit Star Wars game.
Yo, Jedi Academy's awesome. It's all third person. You can throw lightsabers and shit.
Yeah, I know.
It's awesome.
But
it's got 10 out of 10 on Steam. 95% of people on Google like this video game.
No. You can throw lightsabers in Fallen Order 2.
Is it Fallen Order 2?
No. Yeah. Listen, man, when you can force push people off edges. My favorite attack is force pull.
Good one.
And you hold out your lightsaber, so when they come to you, you just die.
Oh, can you do God. Like the advanced lightsaber techniques where people are like, oh, you shut off your lightsaber mid swing and then turn it back on or whatever?
No, there's not that. But you do get double ended lightsaber.
Okay. Ooh, Darth Maul.
And you get it super early.
That's what I want to do.
And then, it's good.
Or do I want dual lightsaber? Do I want double sided or dual?
I told you get both.
That's cheating. You can't. You let me have my cake and
well,
eat
what
it
if too. I told you you have a double one and then if you just want to just split them?
Okay.
Yeah. All right. So, yeah, no, it's a good game. Like, if you haven't played it yet, if it came out last year, you'll get it.
Yeah, I do want to play it. Yeah,
you can borrow my copy.
Yeah, can I borrow that?
Yeah.
Yeah,
you can borrow my copy. It's a great game.
It's not long, is it?
15 to 20 hours, depending on how much you want to do.
I don't get that through it in like a weekend.
Like, yeah, I beat it in a week. A full completion run, I would probably say just under 30. Like, if you want to collect everything.
What, platinum?
Yeah, if you want to collect everything.
I haven't liked a Star Wars game enough ever to do everything. So
well, the thing with this one is all the collectibles are all cosmetics.
Yeah. No.
So like, depending on if you want to change the color of your spaceship, your poncho, your droid, you know, what kind of lightsaber you want, because they give you customized lightsaber options.
Gold.
Like, you can do whatever you want, man. Okay. I think there's like 20 different materials. Like, you have like metallic green.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
You make it rust?
I thought your whole thing was supposed to be like the lightsaber is like the crystal is chosen.
You gotta go find a crystal.
Color. Oh, you gotta find the crystal of that color?
Yeah.
But like, I thought you couldn't have more than one crystal.
You can't.
In the canon, at least.
In the canon, but like, for the purpose of this video game, like, you choose a crystal, but they let you change it over time.
Oh, okay.
In case you're just like, I don't really like this color.
Because it sounds like you go to your ship and you pull out a drawer and you have a drawer full of crystals and it's like, I feel really indigo today.
I'm not gonna lie though, like, the more and more I get into Star Wars, more I'm just like, I kind of like the Empire's cool. Kind of just way cooler than the Rebels.
They got Star Destroyers and stuff.
Yeah, and I like their ships. They all look so clean and perfect.
Yeah, of course you would love the bourgeoisie.
Of course. I gotta roll with the fucking poor ass peasants.
Yes.
No,
that's where Luke is.
Who cares about Luke? Sucks.
What?
Yeah, my favorite Star Wars character is Kylo Ren.
Yeah, but he's good now.
But he wasn't.
Yeah, but he's good.
Got that knights.
You know, he's like, the ultimate portion is that he's going to be a rebel eventually.
Yeah, but he dies before he can be. True. Spoilers if you haven't seen the.
And he kisses his sister for some reason.
What?
Yeah, isn't that? Aren't there Rey and him like sister and brother? No, or some shit?
No. Rey's Palpatine's daughter.
Oh. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
That's a dumb movie.
Okay. Anyways, let's continue on. The other game I played was Star Wars Squadrons.
Oh, Flight Sim.
Yeah,
Flight
yeah.
Sim. You buy a flight stick?
No. So at first I thought, man, this game would be way more better with a flight stick, and it probably would be.
Yeah.
But the thing that this game, like, I'm liking this game, but it would be fantastic, like, and I know this for a fact, if I had VR.
Okay.
Like, Flight Sim / Space Shooter, like, the big thing with these kind of games, especially, yeah, like, these kind of games is you gotta have full spatial awareness.
Yeah.
And you just, you can't on a screen.
If you're gonna be looking in three dimensions, yeah, you really need to know where everything is.
Yeah, like, and so, there, I just wish I had VR for this, because then it'd be amazing. Otherwise, it's pretty fun. It's not as complicated as, like, say, an Ace Combat, mm-hmm, but it's definitely more complicated than a Star Fox.
I would hope so.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would hope so. Yeah.
But it's super cool because, like, they have, like, different, when you set out, you have different, like, power management features. So, like, you can divert all your powers to engines if you want to be faster.
Okay.
But then, like, obviously the counter is you disable all your shields for that.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
your guns don't recharge faster.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can put it all to your lasers.
Oh, nice.
And you could divert, or you could divert all to your shields. And then, of course, you can place your shields in front, back, balance.
That, like, sounds like a lot more depth than really most people are going to use
it. You need to use it though, like, because, like, when you're traveling, when you want to, like, if you want to, because you can also, like, air drift.
Yeah.
And, like, to do that, you got to be in speed mode, and then you got to boost, but you got to, like, turn.
Oh my god,
like, there's a, like, it's way more complicated than you, than it lets on at first. Mm-hmm. And if you get, like, really into it, it's super cool.
Okay.
But so far I've only played, like, the first two missions, and they're pretty, like, bog standard stuff. It's like, go here, shoot that.
Yeah.
Go here, escort that.
There's a cannon here.
Yeah.
Shoot the
and
cannon.
And so, like, it's not super, super interesting.
Okay.
And a lot of the game...
Have you met a Gray Fox yet?
No, unfortunately. I heard he's a legend, though.
Damn.
Oh, wait, no, that's James.
James. That's James.
James,
James is a legend. James McCloud.
Yeah, yeah.
Man's,
yeah,
a legend.
Yeah, I know. And a lot of the game in between the fights is set up like a visual novel.
Okay.
So, like, you're just in, you don't move around. You're just in, like, the hangar, and you got to talk to people and whatever. I haven't played multiplayer, but I'm assuming it's not too different from the single player campaign.
Okay.
The campaign's cool, though, because you play as two main characters. One is on the Empire side. One is on the Rebel side.
Okay.
So you're half time in a TIE fighter, and the other half you're in a X-Wing.
Oh, so they switch, like, mid-campaign?
Yeah. Okay. So, like, yeah, cool. The story goes back and forth between the two.
Two sides to every story.
Exactly. And it's really cool.
They pulled The Last of Us.
Yeah, it's a cool game. Yeah. I think for the $30 that I paid, or the $20 that it's on sale for now in America, totally worth it.
Okay.
Like, if you want, like, a space flying shooty thing,
mm-hmm,
I think it's fun. But yeah, it's nothing more than, I think, like, a fun little diversion from a real game.
Oh wow. Sick burn. A real game. Oh,
like, not that this isn't a real game, but it's like, you remember when you played Star Fox 64 and you played multiplayer?
Yeah.
It's like that.
Gross.
Like, you can, like, I had tons of fun with that, but you can only do that for so long, right?
Yeah, that sucks.
Like, you can only do it for, like, a mission or two, then you're like, okay, I gotta play something else.
I need to leave.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then the last thing I did was I installed this game. I bought it.
Yeah, pass me this.
13 Sentinels.
This is a thick case.
It comes with an art book, I think.
Ooh.
Aegis Rim. I meant to play it today, but honestly, I didn't find the time. So I'll talk about it next week.
How could you do that to
me? But I'm excited because I heard, like, a lot of great things about the story. And y'all know, like, those strategy RPGs with giant robots and stuff. And this one's all about cute high school girls and boys. Okay.
I also don't think there's been a VanillaWare game I've played that I don't like.
So I think this is probably the VanillaWare game I'll probably like the most. Because it ain't just like an action...
like a side-scrolling action,
yeah,
thing, yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Question.
Mm.
Can I grow sheep?
I don't know. I have not played this game.
Game's terrible. 0 out of 10.
Yeah.
No sheep plants.
Yeah. But yeah, that was it for my week,
huh.
I think.
I found your Mass Effect Andromeda copy.
Listen, I also reinstalled Mass Effect Andromeda because after my Star Wars things, I was like, you know what? I got to play the real Star Wars.
Oh my God. And you're not even playing like the good ones.
I got to play like the real Star Wars.
Jesus.
So I'll probably talk about Mass Effect 2.
Ew.
Can't wait.
I'd rather you talk about Mass Effect 2.
Listen, next year when that trilogy comes out, you better believe I'm going to be talking about Mass Effect.
I'll let you borrow my PS3 copy.
No! I got to play it on the new systems.
All right, fine.
And then obviously because Boxing Day was here and there's a couple sales that went on early, I bought a new monitor screen.
Yeah, you bought a curved monitor. I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah, it's 32 inch.
That's ridiculous.
It's nice. It does QHD. So it's not 4K.
Mm-hmm.
It's the one that's below that.
2K.
It's 2K. And I didn't think it would make a difference.
But
it does.
Okay.
Like, I was playing Apex and stuff. I'm just like, oh shit, things do look nicer.
A little bit.
Yeah, and just like, just small things here and there. Like I don't know if it's as big as the jump from SD to HD.
Nothing probably will be.
But it's still enough of a jump where it's how can I say this? It's like it's a tangible gain. Like it's something that I would notice, and I think it's something that anybody will notice, and I think it's totally worth it if you can, I guess.
Is it necessary? That's what I want. Is this like nice to have, or is it like, no, this is a game changer?
I think it's a game changer.
Okay.
I really like it. I super enjoy it.
All right.
Your word for it. There's certain things that, let me tell you, it's a game changer on productivity. When I'm going through my spreadsheets, let me tell you, my friend.
No, that doesn't count. This is how you justify it.
Game changer. Oh, my God. Dude, when I got to share my screen with some of my coworkers, and they're like, Vince, can you zoom in? I'm like, what are you talking about? I can see the whole thing. What do you mean you can't see the whole thing? Yeah.
Gross.
But in video games, no, I think it is a game changer. I think it's so cool.
Okay.
Like,
so now you know what you should have done.
What?
4K.
Well, that's the thing. Like, a 4K monitor is just still unreasonably expensive.
Yeah, but you're all about that life.
No, but if I'm going with 4K, I'm going to buy a gigantic TV.
Yeah, that's fair.
Like, I just don't know if I see the point yet for small monitor.
Mm-hmm.
I say small. 32 inches, like, when I'm looking at it right now, it's not that small. It's a good size. Yeah. If you're out there, get yourself a curved 32-inch gaming monitor. It's wicked.
Okay.
It's wicked for that Call of Duty. Oh, I should get Call of Duty. Okay, cool.
Dude, it's like a 200. Don't do it.
I'm going to do it. What you do?
I had more free time this week because I finished all my major papers.
I heard.
And it was kind of like a lull in between exam time and what I just did. So I started Yakuza Like a Dragon.
Mm. Are you like a dragon?
Kind of, I guess. You play as Ichiban Kasuga.
Ichiban?
Ichiban is Ichiban his name. Number is one, baby.
Oh, wait, hold on. Is the title of this game really like a dragon quest?
It's not like a dragon quest. It is like a dragon, but I will get there.
Okay.
So you start off as Ichiban, and he is all like, man. Ichiban,
fucking whatever.
His name is Ichiban, man. And he's like, listen, I was a kid. I was born by a prostitute mother in a brothel who just as soon as she had me, left me on her workbed and then skedaddled. I was raised by the owner of the place and by other prostitutes within the building.
Yeah.
And obviously as a young kid, I got rambunctious. I got into some shit, beating up people, getting into fights.
Yeah.
Turns out he beat up the wrong guy. He beat up a Yakuza.
Oh, damn.
They found him, kicked the shit out of him, and they're going to kill him. And he's like, don't kill, like, I'm part of X Clan. I'm part of this family, right?
X Clan.
I don't know I forget what the clan's name was. It's something. But he just called a bluff. He heard this Yakuza clan's name on the street. This is the Arakawa family. He's like, I'm part of the Arakawa family. Like, don't kill me. He just called a bluff, right? They call up the patriarch of the Arakawa family. He comes down and he's like, huh, this kid? Okay, how about I'll just give you a finger and you let him go. And it's like, bro, what? So like, that's what he does. Boss comes down, cuts off his pinky, takes the kid, leaves. He's like, you're welcome, kid. Mm-hmm. See you later. And because of that, like, he was like, holy shit, this adult, like, is different from anybody else I've ever met. He put his life on the line for me. I want to, like, serve under him. And he became a person within that family. And so, fast forward a whole bunch of years. He's older now. It's like New Year's on, I forget what year it was. And some shit happened, basically, and he has to go to jail for his boss. So it turns out the treasurer of the clan killed a rival faction's person in the middle of the street in cold blood. They're going to pin it on the patriarch. And in order for the patriarch not to get in any trouble, Ichiban says, I will go to jail for you. And then the boss is like, okay, we're going to pretend that we, like, excommunicated. We banished you from being a Yakuza, which means you can't ever come back.
Right.
Right. And you did this of your own volition because you were so angry. Yeah. And you're going to go to jail for me for 15 years.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'll do anything for you, boss. No problem. He fucks up in jail. He gets his sentence extended. And he's been put away for 17 years. 17 years. You come out in, I think it's 2019 when the game happens, or 2020.
Okay.
I don't know if it's current day. But you come out and you try and go and find your boss. And it turns out that the Arakawa family has defected from the Tojo clan.
Yeah.
Which is the Kiryu Kazuma clan.
Yeah.
To the Omi clan.
Yeah.
And the boss, you're trying to get answers, and you're like, hey boss, what the fuck? You didn't pick me up at, like, you didn't come for me. You're a part of the rival gang now.
Yep.
You're some big head patriot. Like, what's going on?
Yeah.
His boss, then he's like, Ichiban, I need you to do one more thing for me. I need you to die. And then he shoots Ichiban in the chest, and then Ichiban wakes up in Yokohama in a garbage can.
I need you to die?
Yeah. And this is the man who's been his father, his only, basically his secondary father figure throughout his whole life.
That's rough.
Right? It's rough. After he went to jail for him for 17 years.
Ouch.
Yeah. And so he's like, I need you to die. And then you wake up in Yokohama, literally in a garbage can. And it turns out some people from, like, the homeless society near the garbage that you were disposed to, like, they sewed you up. They had bets on if you were going to die or not. You didn't die.
Oh, shit. Of course.
You didn't die. And then that's where it starts. The mystery really unfolds. Like, you find a $100 bill in your pocket, but it's only one-sided.
Huh.
And it still has, like, all the watermarks and stuff.
Yeah.
So you're like, okay, why did my boss try and kill me? Why is he a part of the Omi clan? Like, what Omi clan? What happened
in
17 years? And then also, where is this, like, fake currency coming from? Like, what is going on? So there's a bunch of different mysteries.
So is this more of a revenge tale or more like a mystery?
It's strictly mystery, because the main character, Ichiban, he cannot see evil within his boss. He is just like, I don't know what happened. There's probably a good reason. I'm gonna find out.
Oh, so he's like, I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, I'm gonna give him the benefit of the doubt, even though he shot me in the chest. He is ultimate loyalty boy to the max.
I need someone with that much loyalty to me.
I know, right? Yeah. Hell yeah. And so that's where it begins. The major difference here in gameplay is where Yakuza is normally a character action game. In this one, it is a JRPG.
Yeah, yeah.
Turn-based. Job systems.
Damn. This sounds exciting.
It's really fun. I love the way they introduce jobs, too, because, as I said before, you are homeless.
Okay.
Right? So...
Wait, hold on. Do you have to get an actual job?
You have to actually get a job. You have to go to the part-time job center. and get contract jobs.
This game sounds awesome.
It's so sick. Right? And like all the jobs you can different, like the job classes you can get, bodyguard, one's like street punk.
And I'm assuming they all relate to, like, that's the tank, or like that's the,
yeah, there's, yeah, one that's enforcer and it's, yeah, a security guard,
yeah,
and stuff like that. Okay. For the girls you can get like idol.
Wow.
Yeah. It's great.
That sounds awesome.
It's so cool how they set this up. And the fights are just, I don't know, man. Like, it's JRPG. It's, you can attack, you can do magic, depending on your class.
Is it called magic?
No, it's a skill. Right? So you do a skill. Like, one of the, to do ice damage, if I pick host or hostess as a class, I pull out a bottle of champagne, shake the shit out of it, and blow it up in the enemy's face.
Wow.
Right? And then there's, like, different elements. You can, like, set them on fire. Yeah. For the one that's exclusive to the host is that you take out a single rose and you throw it at the enemy. And if it hits with the status ailments, they get charmed. Yeah. But also they can get set on fire because of your burning passion.
Oh.
What else is there? Yeah, there's a musician. He does like different buffs and stuff like that. The interesting though about this thing, the interesting thing about the battle system though is that it's not set positions. So if you think of like a Dragon Quest or you think of like a turn-based RPG, it is like on one side of the screen, there is the enemy. On the other side of the screen, there is me, right? In this one, you fight within an area, but the enemies and the like your characters, your party members are always moving around,
mm-hmm.
right? And if you hit enemies with an attack, they might go into ragdoll and like fly mm-hmm. somewhere else. So the positions are really important. Because, say I want to attack the really low health guy, but he's all the way on the other side, right? And there's an enemy in between. I have to run up to him. But if I run past that other enemy I'm not targeting, he can kick me and steal my turn away.
Oh.
So you have to take positioning into account. And same thing for group attacks. So any attack that has, like, enemy area, you want to hit the maximum amount of people. So you might want to take a little bit longer in your turn for them to group together.
Mm.
And then... as the office lady class, you throw a box of thumbtacks at them.
Yeah, there's an RPG that does this. I can't remember, though. But yeah, I know, like, the mechanic, I've heard this before somewhere.
Yeah, and so you constantly, like, run into different Dragon Quest tropes and stuff.
Yeah.
At one point, you are walking on the sidewalk, and you find a bat stuck in the ground, like a baseball bat. And your party members try and take it out of the ground, and they can't. And then you pull it out.
Wow.
And then you unlock the hero class. Wow. Because that's what Ichiban wanted to be when he's a kid. He always wanted to be a hero.
Yeah, I know.
And stuff like that. It's still got all your like different Yakuza wackiness.
Like mini games and stuff?
Yeah, different mini games. You can play Mahjong. I mentioned before, I downloaded 10 gigs worth of pachinko machines.
Yeah.
They have a can collecting game when you're homeless. And it's Pac-Man.
Oh, okay.
So the street is set up like where there's cans everywhere. And if you pick up the power pellet, it's like a boost canister.
Yeah.
And you can ram into the other... bikers who are collecting cans, but they're ghosts
trying
to steal your cans. It's pretty cool. The one I've been hooked on so far is the business mini game.
Okay.
I gotta buy and invest in properties
to
make Ichiban Senbei the number one company in Yokohama.
Ichiban Senbei.
He just so that you meet this girl. I think her name's Eddie, and she's like, I need someone to take over the family business because I don't have the know-how. Like, can you do it for me? And you're like, hell yeah, what's the business called? And they're like, Ichiban Senbei. And he's like, that's my name. And you got to, like, you could buy commercial time. You can buy investment contracts, buy different properties to expand your business, make more profits and stuff like that. It's pretty fun. It's just strictly a numbers game, but it's eating up a lot of time. Oh, and that's the other thing. So when you face enemies, they're not just normal people. Right, so if you run into thugs on the street, they're not just thugs. They're named something, right? So it's like a murderous chef, or usually there's some alliteration that I can't remember. But you meet this guy, and you get a fucking Pokedex. You get this thing called the Suji Dex. And every time you defeat a new enemy, you collect them in the Dex.
Oh.
And there's like 250 or something to find. And when you beat bosses, they get put into the decks. When you beat different, like, rare variants of enemies, they get put into the decks.
Ah.
And stuff like that. It's pretty cool. It's like they took a lot of really fun elements from almost every RPG you've ever played and just kind of put it into one game.
Hmm.
But it is, it's fantastic. Like, having Ichiban as your main character is such a different feeling than Kiryu. Because Kiryu is, like... he's a very serious, gruff, like, honor is everything and whatever. Oh, I am a stoic man, right?
Yeah.
But Ichiban is more like, yeah, honor is everything, but also I'm a fucking goofball. Like,
hell yeah.
Let's just hang out. Let's go to a bar, baby.
Yeah.
Let's run a company for no reason. Let's go garden. And I want to say the archetype might be the same. The feeling is different.
Okay.
Right. It's a more of a comedic tone.
Yeah.
And yeah. Oh yeah. The reasoning that his hair is so wild.
Yes.
Is because when he gets out of jail, he goes to a barber and he tries to get a punch perm, but nobody's done it in like 15 years because it's not popular anymore. Yeah. So she fucked up the haircut. Oh. And that's why his hair looks that way.
Well, that's sad.
It's funny. But yeah, there's a lot of different things. Right now I'm trying to level up some new classes. They have like a repeatable dungeon you can go through. Yeah. It's good. I'm trying to stop a three-way gang war right now. And it's exciting. It's exciting. It's cool. It's still got the weird differences between like, yeah, the side quests are fucking wild as shit and the story is very serious crime drama.
Yeah.
But it's cool. You get different party members. They all have their own different stuff. They have their own unique classes that are exclusive to them.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good RPG.
Cool.
It's fun.
Cool,
it's
cool.
Very fun. And I want to say, like, that's really the only thing new I've been doing. I'm playing more Apex. Yeah. Turns out, fucking, like, I'm playing more Watson in that new map in Olympus. Useless.
Yeah.
Absolutely useless.
Yeah.
Like, occasionally it's good. It's like, oh, there's a Gibraltar and they ulted.
Yeah.
Me.
Yeah.
Cool. I put down my ult.
Yeah.
But 9 times out of 10, garbage. So I switched over to playing a lot of Octane.
Octane's useful.
Just run fast, jump pad, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And then also a lot of Gibraltar.
Shields.
Because that shield is a lifesaver. It is a game changer. Oh, you're getting sniped from like across the map? Shield.
Yeah.
Just throw it down. It's so useful. I didn't realize that they nerfed the shit out of Pathfinder since I last played. Like, his grappling hook has such a long cooldown now.
Yeah.
Same thing with Wraith's, like, go invisible thing. But, hey, the R99 is back, baby. Usually my go-to weapons are R99 and Mastiff. And I just kind of go for that close range.
I think, I'm still on, like, the Spitfire and whatever I can find, either the Hemlock or the G2.
I heard that in terms of tier list, like, the G2 is the best sniper rifle in the game.
It's great.
The G2 Scout. Like, even though you can't use the sniper optics anymore, like, the 3x is enough. And it's just, like, it's the best.
It is, yeah. And, like, once you have double tap, it's the best.
Nice. And then, I've been weaning off the Spitfire. As my games have been getting better, I think a couple times since I've been playing this week, I've been the kill leader within a round and stuff. And it's like, damn. I'm getting better.
Ooh.
Yeah. Ooh. I'm getting like 150 RP a match, baby. Oh,
nice. Nice.
And it's fun. I don't know. That's a good battle royale, and it's the movement, really. It's that movement, being able to move fast. I've been learning new tactics and stuff like that. You can keep your forward momentum by jumping off walls and stuff. So, you know, like when you run at a wall and you do the climb, if you jump at the wall and as soon as that animation starts you jump again, you'll like do a wall jump off.
Oh really?
Yeah, and keep your momentum. I don't know if that's like PC exclusive, because there's a lot of stuff with the movement where it's like, okay, when you do it, whip your mouse around.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, how can I turn around fast enough to do that?
So I don't know if you can do it on console, but like the PC game, there's a lot of different movement stuff to do.
Cool.
And probably the next person I want to get is Horizon seems busted.
The gravity?
Yeah. She can't, like, when you fall from long distances, you don't get the oof. You don't get the little animation. Her thing where she, like, shoots you up in the gravity well. Like, that's insanely useful.
That's hilarious indoors.
Oh, when you just, like, throw it at somebody?
Yeah, like, if the enemy's fighting, you throw it at them, and they just get shot up into the ceiling.
And you're like, oh, there you are.
That's so useful.
Yeah, and then her alt is just, like, chuck that shit as far as humanly possible. And then they can't move. Like, it's so good.
Yeah.
That champ seems overtuned, I will say. At least for this map.
Yeah, the gravity bomb isn't as powerful as you think it is.
Really? I've seen it go through, like, buildings.
It is, but, like, it doesn't suck you in, like, the way you want it to.
Oh, okay. Like, but it does slow them,
I guess. You can walk out of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. But yeah, it's like, it ain't Zarya from Overwatch. You're like, oh, you fucked.
I heard it also like sucks up certain people's abilities too.
Oh, does it? I don't know. I usually
I know it sucks up grenades and stuff.
Yes,
like
yes,
you chuck grenades into it and all that. Yeah, that's a good video game.
It's been great.
Been more Apex. I dug out some other games that I think I want to play for December, like once my exams are over. I can't decide if I want to do a full playthrough of Halo.
Yep.
One to four, and then the two offshoots.
Yeah.
Or if I want to replay through all of the Uncharted games.
Mm.
So I do like 1 to 4 and then Lost Legacy.
I see. I'm debating between Mass Effect.
And Mass Effect.
No, actually, and what else is in here in this game?
No, that's Mass Effect. You gotta play it, man. You gotta play The Last of Us at some point.
Oh yeah. I'll play The Last of Us at some point. No, sorry, that was the wrong game. I meant Mass Effect in this game.
Kingdom Hearts Triple. Is the DLC on sale?
No.
Fuck that game. I just want to play the DLC. I want to know why.
I mean, it was on sale, but it wasn't on sale for as much as you.
Yeah, it was like 20% or some shit.
Yeah, it was like $10 off. No,
I was like, it's too much.
Yeah,
for a game I'm so conflicted on, it's too much.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's my week. Like a Dragon is really fucking good, and if it continues to be this good, it might be a contender for my favorite game of the year. So we'll see.
I'm trying to think of like what I played that was new. Yeah. And
the only other one that like immediately came to mind was The Last of Us and Doom. But I don't think The Last of Us is going on my game of the year list.
Okay. Because I think I only have Final Fantasy.
Which one? Oh, remake?
Yeah.
I should play that.
Yeah.
I should finish Final Fantasy
7. Finish what you started.
Finish what you started. But I don't know where to go. I got lost.
Look up a fact.
I'm going to go on Game Facts.
Hell
in
yeah.
2020?
Yo, but you're playing the original game, so it's like it's not. Oh, true, true. Okay,
all right, hold on. GameFacts.com. Yeah. Let's go. Yeah. I'll load it up in Netscape.
Oh, God. Netscape.
Netscape Navigator.
Jeez, that's a throwback.
Is Internet Explorer still a thing, or is it Microsoft Edge now?
You know, I still have Explorer on my PC.
All right, then I'm going to download a bootleg version of Explorer.
I don't know why we don't have Edge.
Huh. Game Facts is owned by GameSpot now?
That happened like 10 years ago.
What?
Yeah.
But now it says gamefacts.gamespot.com.
Yeah.
Before it was just, what?
Yeah.
Man, I haven't been on GameFacts in a long time.
Yeah, man. I think I still got an account there.
What?
On GameFacts?
No, like what's your username though?
I don't know, type V3.
Okay. That's like GameCrusher69.
No.
Okay.
I think I'm at like ancient status. I don't know. Anyways, I guess that's it for our weeks. Thanks for tuning in. Happy Thanksgiving. Get some Black Friday deals. Buy some video games. Whatever else is on sale to keep you busy during the holiday season.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll catch you all next week.
Catch you on the flip side, homie.
In December.